But I have never played, you know, Satan mm-hmm. like that for my...
Can you describe?
That's something like a play mama. It's when you're coming up young. Now I got what you're trying to speak about now. It's when you're coming up real young mm-hmm. and you had someone you call a play mama and a play father. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, God, they call it godfather and godmother. That's what they call it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you were young, were there several children that you always played with?
Friends.
Yeah, do you have one word to describe all of those?
Playmates.
Okay. This is a type of, let's see, a contest in which two teenagers may sit and exchange rough words. They might make up rhymes against each other. You know, they might say something bad about the other one's mother, and then the other one would say something again. Do you know what this? Do you have a word?
Put in a dozen.
Okay. Do you know any of these? Have you ever heard it?
I've have heard when it come up. It's something just like if the other one talk about the mother. She ugly or your mother do so and so and things and. You know, like that, that's how.
Yeah, does it still go on now, or?
No,
You haven't heard it?
You don't ever hear nothing much like that. They'd be so busy and everything else now. It'll change a lot.
Can you tell me about devilment? When what?
Being so much of a devilment now, I didn't think about playing the dozen. When I was coming up like that, that's where they used to play in the dozen, but now they're being so much of a devilment.
Did you ever, when you were a teenager?
No, goodness. You know, I was going to school. I was most by myself most of the time. And sometimes I had a friend, a boy friend to be with, and go by the house and wait on her, get ready for school. But otherwise, it's so many friends, not too many. Just quiet.
Okay, did you ever hear about any initiation rites? You know, when a new kid comes into the neighborhood, they
I don't even hear anything like that either now. But I'm just like, unless it's a different person moved next door to you or something, and probably something like that might happen, you know.
What would happen?
Well, they start throwing, you know, at each other, either saying words would to handle business with each other, something like that, but otherwise.
Were they ever made to do anything when they came into the new neighborhood? You know, when a new kid came into the neighborhood?
I know what you're talking about, too. A long time ago, they do things like, but now it's changed.
Can you remember any of the things that used to be done?
Well, no, just fighting mostly. But now it's doing most stealing and anything. Now they don't think about fighting.
Did you ever play any hiding games when you were a child?
Hide and seek and, hide and seek. That's most of them.
And can you describe that to me? What would you do?
Well, one, go and hide from, probably you shut your eyes or put your hand over your eyes and everyone go hide. And then the person would have their hands over their eyes where they go and try to find the person.
Okay, and what would they have to run to?
To step or either the base, either way where you be at. And if you beat that person there, well, the same one have to do the same thing over, and if you doesn't, you have to do it yourself. And then that person will go and hide.
Okay. Did you ever have any line games and
that's
running?
That's popping the whoop. When I was coming in,
what's that?
Popping the whoop.
Yeah, can you describe
that? That's everybody catch their hands together. And they all go around, and the one that falls out the line will stay out until the other one will fall, and the other one will stay out until they get real small on down. That's the popping the whoop.
And
it's called the popping the whoop.
Popping the whoop?
Mm-hmm.